Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Qualcomm Incorporated, ticker QCOM, one of the heavyweights in the wireless technology and semiconductor space. If you're looking to understand whether Qualcomm is a solid investment for your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about Qualcomm today? Well, this company has been at the forefront of mobile and wireless innovation for decades. And with the tech landscape shifting toward AI, 5G, and automotive solutions, Qualcomm is positioned as a key player. But like any investment, there are risks and rewards to weigh. I'm excited to break it all down for you, from their latest earnings to their long-term potential. If you find this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss an update. Let's jump into the details. First, let's talk about who Qualcomm is for those who might not be familiar. Founded in 1985 and headquartered in San Diego, California, Qualcomm is a global leader in wireless technology. They develop and commercialize foundational tech for the wireless industry, focusing on semiconductors, software, and services related to wireless communications. Think 5G, IoT, and even automotive tech. These guys are in the thick of it. Their business is split into two main segments: Qualcomm CDMA Technologies, or QCT, which handles semiconductor solutions, and Qualcomm Technology Licensing, or QTL, which deals with licensing their intellectual property. With nearly 49,000 employees worldwide, they're a massive operation, and their innovations power everything from smartphones to smart cars. Now, let's take a look at Qualcomm's revenue streams to understand where their money comes from. For fiscal year 2025, Qualcomm reported total revenue of about $44.3 billion. Breaking it down by segment, their QCT division, which focuses on chips for handsets, automotive, and IoT, brought in a whopping $38.4 billion. Meanwhile, the QTL segment, which licenses their tech patents, contributed around $5.6 billion. It's clear that QCT is the breadwinner here, driving the bulk of their top line, but QTL remains a high-margin piece of the puzzle. This balance between hardware and licensing gives Qualcomm a diversified revenue base, which is a big plus in the volatile tech sector. Moving on to their earnings, Qualcomm has had some standout results recently. In their fiscal Q1 2025 earnings, they reported record revenues of $11.7 billion and adjusted earnings per share of $3.50, beating expectations of $3.41. Adjusted revenue for the quarter was $12.5 billion, slightly ahead of the $12.2 billion forecast. This performance was fueled by strong demand in automotive and handset sectors, particularly with IoT applications gaining traction. However, their Q2 guidance came in below estimates, which has put some pressure on the stock. Still, these numbers show Qualcomm's ability to capitalize on key growth areas, even if near-term challenges loom. Diving deeper into their latest earnings call for Q1 2025, management highlighted a few key points that caught my attention. They emphasized the record performance in automotive and handset revenues, with automotive being a standout growth driver. They're also making significant strides in AI, integrating generative AI capabilities into their platforms, which could open up new markets. Looking ahead, they're optimistic about data center opportunities starting in 2027, signaling a potential new revenue stream. While there are some headwinds in the broader market, the tone was confident about their positioning in high-growth areas like 5G and automotive tech. This kind of forward-thinking strategy is exactly what long-term investors want to hear. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of Qualcomm's financial statements to see how healthy their balance sheet is. For fiscal year 2025, they reported a net income of $5.54 billion on revenue of $44.3 billion, with an EPS of 5.06. Their gross profit margin sits at a solid 55.1%, and their net profit margin is around 11.9%, showing they're keeping a decent chunk of revenue as profit. Looking at their balance sheet, total assets stand at $50.1 billion, with cash and equivalents at $5.5 billion. Total liabilities are $28.9 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.64, which isn't overly concerning for a company of this size. Their current ratio of 2.5 suggests good liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Plus, they generated $14 billion in operating cash flow and $12.8 billion in free cash flow in 2025, which is a strong sign of operational efficiency. They're also returning value to shareholders with a dividend yield of 2.5%, currently paying $3.52 per share annually. Overall, these numbers paint a picture of a financially stable company with room to invest in growth. Now let's talk valuation. Is Qualcomm priced right for investors? At the current share price of around $1.70, Qualcomm has a market cap of $150.3 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is 28.06, which is a bit on the higher side compared to the broader market, but reasonable for a tech company with growth potential. Their forward PE for 2026 is estimated at around 11.72 to 13.27, depending on the price point, which suggests the stock might be undervalued if earnings growth continues as expected. The price-to-sales ratio is 3.35, again, not cheap but not outrageous for the sector, with an enterprise value of $157.9 billion and a free cash flow yield of 8.6%, there's a case to be made that Qualcomm offers decent value, especially if their diversification into AI and automotive pays off. However, keep in mind the hold consensus from analysts, with 7 holds, 11 buys, and 2 sells among 20 brokerages. The market seems split on whether this is a screaming buy or a wait and see. All right, let's break down Qualcomm's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in a quick SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, their record revenue performance and leadership in 5G and wireless tech are huge. They've got a diversified portfolio with strong segments in handsets and automotive, plus a high-margin licensing business. Weaknesses? Their Q2 guidance was a bit soft, and they're facing memory supply constraints that could impact short-term growth. On the opportunities side, their push into AI and data center markets by 2027 is exciting, and the ongoing global rollout of 5G should keep demand high. As for threats, competition in the semiconductor space is fierce, and geopolitical tensions or supply chain disruptions could throw a wrench in their plans. Overall, Qualcomm has a strong foundation, but they're not without risks. Let's take a look at Qualcomm's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 4.02%, which is a nice little bump. However, zoom out and it's a different story, down 10.53% over the past month, 13.59% over 3 months, and a hefty 17.86% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's nearly flat with a 9.89% return. Compared to the broader semiconductor industry, which is up 51.37% over the past year, Qualcomm is lagging behind. On the chart, we're seeing some short-term resistance around the $145 level, with support near $135. If it breaks below that, we could see more downside, but a push above $145 might signal a reversal. For long-term investors, this dip could be a buying opportunity, but the trend isn't exactly inspiring confidence right now. So what's the bottom line on Qualcomm? They're a tech powerhouse with a strong foothold in wireless and emerging sectors like AI and automotive. Their financials are solid with good cash flow and a reasonable debt load, and their valuation isn't wildly overblown. However, the stock's recent underperformance and softer guidance for the near term are red flags. For long-term investors, Qualcomm could be a great pick if you believe in the 5G and AI megatrends, but you might want to wait for a better entry point given the current downtrend. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on Qualcomm? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear them. If you enjoyed this deep dive, make sure to like, subscribe, and share this video with fellow investors. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.